2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's choice for 100 years.
We have found Elizabeth Smart.
I accept your nomination.
Ask what you can do for your country.
We're the station for breaking news, traffic and weather together, and conversation about important stories. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Thank you for 100 years of trust from KSL News Radio.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Mostly cloudy, 77 degrees. KSL's top story. Summit Academy High School in Bluffdale was on lockdown for a couple of hours this afternoon. Police are now calling it a perfect storm of events with no real threat to the school. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz is live to break down what happened today. Lindsay?
Yeah, Jeff, all is well now, but there were some tense moments. Bluffdale police say this started with two Instagram posts from students posing with guns that spread like wildfire on social media. Those turned out to be airsoft guns and weren't taken today.
At the same time, there was some rumors coming from some students in classes that there might be a fight. And so all these things coming together, and then one kid took off running when somebody asked him to come.
Bluffdale Assistant Police Chief Bill Robertson there says that's when the school decided to lock down. And amid all of this, a text went out to parents saying there was no threat, but some kids were texting to leave school before they knew that.
This is scary for schools and students. They want to be safe. The parents want them to be safe. And so make better decisions and do not take photos, you know, posing with weapons.
Reporting live, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Lindsay. KSL News Time 301, our top national story this hour. President Biden went to Buffalo today to meet with grieving families after the supermarket massacre and to send a message.
President Biden in Buffalo Tuesday strongly condemning the idea of replacement theory, a white supremacist conspiracy theory that non-whites will replace white people, a theory investigators say the suspect in the supermarket shooting was fixated on.
I call on all Americans to reject the lie, and I condemn those who spread the lie for power, political gain, and for profit.
He did not call out by name lawmakers or media personalities who have embraced replacement theory. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre telling reporters Tuesday the White House would not be giving them the attention they seek. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time, 302.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Sorry about that. My screen literally winked out for just a moment. We're back. It's primary day in Pennsylvania, concluding a crazy primary season that featured Dr. Oz and two others vying for President Trump's support and a Democratic candidate who suffered a stroke on Friday. That's Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who won't be at any victory parties tonight as he recovers. His opponent on the Democratic side, Congressman Connor Lamb, who's the underdog.
Lieutenant Governor Fetterman and I have offered two very different paths based on two different sets of experience and two different personalities. And so I think there will be an extent to which today's result shows sort of which way the party wants to move.
Fetterman, the favorite, is progressive and is best known for campaigning in shorts and a hoodie. The FDA has just authorized a COVID vaccine booster shot for kids ages 5 through 11. Wendy Hobson-Rohrer is a pediatrician with University of Utah Health.
It still needs to go through the CDC CIP approval process, so it's not ready for prime time, but it likely will be passed later this week.
Hobson-Rohrer says the approval for children younger than age 5, that's still in progress. A company is suing Salt Lake County over the county's ban on mining in Parley's Canyon. Tree Farm LLC says the ban violates Utah state code. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris has details.
Last fall, the company Tree Farm submitted a proposal for a quarry in Parley's Canyon. The plan received a lot of pushback. And in April, the Salt Lake County Council voted unanimously to ban mining in the area. Now Tree Farm is suing Salt Lake County. The lawsuit cites a section of state code that says counties can't change land use rules to limit the production of critical infrastructure materials. And the lawsuit says that includes mining.
Tree Farm wants the ban overturned. A spokesman for Salt Lake County wasn't available to comment. KSL News Time 306. So, Ricky, my computer screen with the script just winked out. And I was thinking maybe I can riff the news, but if I don't get it right and just miss a little bit, poof, there goes the credibility. So we decided to hit a commercial there.
Ad-libbing can only go so far.
It leads to trouble sometimes, you know?
We are beginning our drive home this afternoon with delays. Southbound I-15, Murray to Midvale, and an accident on the ramp from eastbound on the 201 to I-215's West Belt. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.